Now I just keep moving right on over into chapter 12. We're still in our freshman year, but it's very important. Whoso loveth instruction loveth knowledge, but he that hateth reproof is brutish. Now, the man that loves instruction is a man that has a true estimate of what's top priority and what's really of superior values. And that means that he'll listen to instruction. One of the great problems is of getting folk not only to listen to the Word of God, but to obey it. Obedience is absolutely essential. Now will you notice verse 2 and 3. A good man obtaineth favor of Jehovah, but a man of wicked devices will he condemn. A man shall not be established by lawlessness, but the root of the righteous shall not be moved. Now I think our Lord gave a parable in the Sermon on the Mount that deals with this. One man built his house on a rock, another built it on sand. And the rock, of course, is Christ, the solid foundation of the Word of God. But it doesn't make any difference. The ungodly will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. I don't care who he is, he's coming to a pretty sorry, sad end. He could even be high up in the estimation of man. He may be famous. He may be rich. But God is going to certainly judge man. That is the important thing, I think, here. Now, verse 4, a virtuous woman is a crown to her husband, but she that maketh ashamed is as rottenness in his bones. Now, think of the wonderful wives that you have in the Old Testament. You know, Eve was quite a wonderful person, I think, in spite of the fact she listened to the serpent. I believe Sarah was a wonderful wife, although she made a pretty bad suggestion. And I think that you find in the mother of Moses a very wonderful wife, Jochebed. She must have been a wonderful person. But there are others that are not so good. There was Job's wife. She was not very much of a help. It's interesting. Satan took away from Job everything that he leaned upon except his wife. And that must mean she wasn't very much of a help to Job at all. And then, of course, there's that bloody Athaliah. Of course, she had a bad mother in Jezebel. So that you have illustrations, many of them in Scripture, of this. Remember now, this is a lesson for a young man. And the most important course he can take is, of course, how to choose a wife, how to make a choice. The most important thing that any girl has is to choose a husband. I know that Ogden Nash years ago put it in a little doggerel that goes something like this, to make marriage a success. And this is much better than a lot of the courses they're giving today, because these courses don't last. I mean, you drop back in your evil ways after another year after you've had the course. The trouble is that you're not living in the Word of God. If you were, then you wouldn't need the course to begin with. Now listen to Ogden Nash. To keep your marriage brimming with love in the loving cup, whenever you are wrong, admit it. Whenever you're right, shut up. That's good advice, to keep your marriage with love in the loving cup.